You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for listening. You can be a big part, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jess P.S. working the board. Matt Rothschild co-hosting today. He's formerly from the Progressive Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, a civic media contributor and a friend of ours. Matt, thank you for joining me, man.
It's a great day to be with you.
It is a good day. Not only did the Brewers win yesterday
and today
in extra innings, and so one of our texters reminded us the Bucks won last night as well, but Judge Susan Crawford will soon be Justice Susan Crawford after she laid a shellacking onto the BS, who apparently didn't want the job anyway, and Elon Musk thought he was going to lose. You know, it's amazing all these things that are said after the fact, Matt. But we did find a piece here, which is very entertaining, over at theurbanmilwaukee.com. Murphy's Law. Bruce Murphy, fine journalist over there, 19 winners and losers in historic elections. Beyond the names on the ballot, who else won and lost in yesterday's election? I think Matt, you and I have to kind of bounce around on here. I'll start first, and then we'll do the back and forth. As Murphy writes, if ever there was an election with some of the biggest winners and losers were not on the ballot, this was it. At times, it seemed that the Wisconsin Supreme Court election was all about one loudmouth with a $25 million megaphone who didn't live in Wisconsin. Oh, yeah, writes Bruce Murphy. He heads the list. I'll start, Matt, then you go. Loser, Elon Musk. Wow, did he lose big.
No joke.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who?
Might be chump change or car seat coinage to him, but it was $20 to $25 million.
Oh, don't worry, Matt.
The money's one thing. But the emotional damage of being rejected
priceless.
So hard.
Priceless. Oh. You know, if Wisconsin voters screwed Elon Musk anymore, he'd owe us child support.
Oh, ba-doo, boom. He's here all week.
Yeah. Don't forget to hit tip the help. Can you hear us in the back? Elon Musk. Wow, did he lose big. Liberal George Soros, as always, quietly donated $2 million, this time to the Democratic Party. Musk spent 12 times more than this on the election, in addition to offering cash rewards to quote-unquote petition signers that he clearly wanted to vote for conservative Supreme Court candidate BS. Musk wore a cheesehead hat. He probably regrets that the most. He wore a cheesehead hat, held rallies in Wisconsin, and made the election about him, and was soundly defeated. Bruce Murphy writes, Musk had talked about doing the same thing in other state elections. Democrats will love it if he does. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump, who doesn't like losers, might start separating himself a bit from Elon and Musk's company, Tesla, which is fighting to change a state law barring manufacturers from opening dealerships, might get a chilly reception from the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Yeah, that was Bruce Murphy at Urban Milwaukee, and he continues, by the way, I do think Trump is already starting to distance himself from Elon Musk. Rumor is, at least on some of the D.C. media, that it looks like Elon's not going to be around that much longer. So a speedy departure for him, I hope.
No.
Another loser, according to Bruce Murphy, Donald Trump himself. He will blame the loss on Musk. Seems to be doing that already. But in fact, he did endorse Schimmel, Bruce Murphy writes, and the Republicans ran ads warning voters that liberal Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford will stymie Trump's agenda. How did that work for you guys? So Bruce Murphy concludes, her victory was a loss for Trump. Very sweet.
Mm-hmm. A winner. More winners here. Women justices. Have you noticed that almost every time the liberals win in Wisconsin Supreme Court election, the winner is a woman? The two who didn't, Lisa Neubauer in 2019 and Joanne Kloppenberg in 2011, both lost by a tiny 0.5% margin. And Kloppenberg against incumbent David Prosser. The four liberal justices who held the majority in Wisconsin, including retiring Ann Walsh Bradley, were all standing behind Crawford as she gave her victory speech and were all hugging each other. Odds are Democrats are already looking for a woman candidate to run against conservative Rebecca Bradley next year. Oh, Rebecca Bradley. We have some sound. Of
we do.
We do. Uh-huh. Okay. This is the bad Bradley, not the good retiring Bradley. This is, I believe, from BS's event last night.
Correct.
And this is, and I'm going to tell you, Matt, I don't know if this is going to be a healthy work environment. Mm. I mean, I'm not saying she's going to choke somebody, but she's certainly very critical here. Justice, you know how Republicans do it, man. Justice Rebecca Bradley. Man, she's leveling some legal allegations here,
indeed,
right? Let's hear the bad Bradley.
I'm really personally and professionally disappointed that Judge Schimmel lost to Judge Crawford. I think it's going to result in terrible consequences for the state of Wisconsin and for the state of the judiciary. My four colleagues have politicized our court in a terrible manner. They make political decisions all the time. They rule 100% for the Democratic Party in every case that's presented to them. We had an opportunity to return the court to what it should be, which is deciding cases under the law. And unfortunately, we're simply going to see more politicization of the judiciary. I also think the way Judge Crawford ran her race was disgusting.
Disgusting!
She slandered a good man, Judge Schimmel. We saw this last time against Justice Kelly. It's really sickening. And I hope next time the people will see through the lies that are that misportray good people in these ads. It's a terrible thing.
It's just terrible. I mean, if you accuse someone of slander and they didn't slander, isn't that slander in and of itself? I don't know, Justice Bradley. Matt, what's your reaction to all of that?
Well, it's really kind of pathetic, isn't it? But, you know, both sides were throwing mud, no doubt about that. I got to, you know, get the Windex out for our screens. They're so full of mud from both sides, all those nasty ads. But Rebecca Bradley, you know, she was one of the most the biggest person to politicize the court I've seen in a long time here. I mean, to talk about politicizing the court, that's what she does in every one of her decisions practically. And she, you talked about the atmosphere on the court, Dom. I mean, she makes it a hostile work environment even for Hagedorn. Right.
The conservative Hagedorn. Justice Rebecca Bradley. Disgusting. She's just disgusting. I mean, and maybe, but you know what? As you mentioned, man, both sides are doing it, man. You know what I mean? So, yes, these are terrible ads, and it's not slander. I'm just saying. And regarding to the last guy, Kelly, you know, who lost, well, you can't have two L's. Can't spell Kelly without two L's. Of course, he lost twice. Why did Schimmel lose? Let's hear the wisdom of the bad Bradley.
Sure. I'm just going to put a disclaimer on this. This audio, this was recorded at the event, and it just gets steadily louder in the background. I did what I could.
All right. Let's hear it. What we can. If it sucks, we'll turn it off.
Why do you think Schimmel lost at the end of the day?
He's Schimmel.
I think that we saw a ridiculous amount of money come in to this election, and I always defend the right of anybody to participate in speaking in elections, and of course that takes money to do it.
But no, it doesn't.
See $100 million plus being spent on one state Supreme Court race, that is telling you that the Democratic Party is buying another justice, just like they did with Justice Protasiewicz. It needs to stop. Otherwise, there is no point in having a court. This is what the legislature is supposed to do, to make political decisions based on policy. That is not what a court's supposed to do. And unfortunately, we're going to see this happening for at least the next several years.
Happening for at least the next several years. Well, maybe next year, because that woman, Justice Rebecca Bradley, will be on the ballot. Now, here's an opportunity, Justice Bradley. You don't like the $100 million being spent. Why don't you team up with some of your Democratic colleagues and maybe push forth some legislation. I know you're on the court, but you have influence in your Republican circles to, I don't know, get money out of politics. There's an idea, because you know what's going to happen next time, Matt? It's going to be $150 million against, well, at least totality in the next cycle.
I mean, that segment was kind of delicious because Rebecca Bradley was one of the people who signed on to a decision in 2015 by the Wisconsin Supreme Court that let super rich people give unlimited amounts of money to nonprofit groups that don't do the electioneering, don't tell you vote for or vote against, but essentially do by just saying call such and such at this number, 608, whatever, and tell them to stop being such a scoundrel. She was the one who said that's okay.
That's totally fine.
On top of that, she said candidates can coordinate with those groups. So, you know, she's one to talk about money and politics.
Well, she's right. And based on her rulings and based on her actions, and certainly of her party as well, this is success. This is what they wanted. And now they're lamenting, oh, the money. Well, do something about it. We're here. The Dems are down. Independents are down. Man, people are down getting the money out. You don't like it? Do something about it. I do have one more cut from Bradley, the bad Bradley.
And, I mean, yeah.
Let's see. How will it be to work with Crawford? Let's just play it.
All right.
How are you feeling about working with Susan Crawford Choker. On the Wisconsin Supreme Court?
I'm not looking forward to working with her because I think she's, as they have accused us of, and it's simply not true, she is bought and paid for by the Democratic Party. I challenge her to rule one time against the Democrats. I haven't seen that yet from any of my liberal colleagues. But having said that, I will work with her like I've worked with all of my other colleagues and get the work done.
I'm just saying, don't accept the coffee from Rebecca Bradley, man.
Yeah, you know, I don't think there'll be flowers coming from Rebecca Bradley or a homemade pie on Susan Crawford's desk from Rebecca Bradley. At least get a taster for that pie. I
mean, come on.
Come on, the justices have never ruled against Democratic interests. Never?
I mean,
Justice Bradley?
Literally this week, Attorney General Josh Call was rejected unanimously in his efforts to stop Elon Musk from doing these very close to illegal money giveaways. Man, they actually pulled down the video of one of the ladies accepting the $1 million check.
Yeah.
Because she said she got it for voting.
That she got paid for voting.
And they pulled that down. Oops. My bad. So, yeah, there was a case just this week that everybody, the Republicans, the conservatives, and the liberals, turned down Josh Call. So there you go. There's one. Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Got Matt Rothschild joining me today. Got Just PS on the board. A few more, perhaps winners and losers from yesterday's Supreme Court race. Folks, you are all winners. You're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. We'll wrap up a few more here and we'll take your calls, 855-752-4842. Also, we have a little bit of sound, not all of it. Senator Cory Booker, I said we should play all of it, but just said no. We'll do a show in like next month. But we're going to play a little bit of Cory Booker standing up. We need some performance from our Democrats. I think that was a fine job. Let's see what else we can do. Getting some good trouble, folks. 855-752-4842.
Not to put too fine a bonnet, say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. While you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside the birdhouse in your soul. Not to put too fine a bonnet on it, say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Got Just PS on the board, Earl Ingram joining me today. You can listen to his fine program, 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And the word of the day, folks, for our spring break into spring text to win statewide contest. Stay, STAY, text the word stay, download the app, find the station, text the word stay for your chance to win a stay at the Chula Vista, an overnight stay, text the word stay to win. Good luck, we'll do this up until the 5 o'clock hour. Earl Ingram Jr., a glorious victory for mankind. I mean, if you listen to Elon Musk, man, everything was on the line. And then, you know, the next day, well, I didn't really expect to win, but we got the voter ID in the Constitution. But what about the money stuff, man? I thought this was kind of hairy. I mean, you're paying people to quote unquote sign a petition, paying people randomly $1 million. One of the ladies, a lady who won $1 million, says she won $1 million for because she voted, and then they had to take that video down because apparently that's illegal. So,
oopsies.
But they took it down. I mean, I'm saying they did it. You see it, you know, it doesn't undo itself just because you delete the video. What was your sense on the way Elon Musk was just passing that money around, man?
Well, you know, Dominic, when a guy is, you know, worth more money than the city of Milwaukee, you know, it doesn't surprise you. He has no understanding at all of ever needing anything. Money to him basically doesn't have any worth, man. You know, I mean, he got what, $280 billion? I mean, he lost half of his, you know, wealth. He was up to $460 billion. He lost half of that. But, you know, money has no value to him, so it doesn't really matter. And so he thinks that he can buy anything and anybody, in instances he can. But one thing that I know for certain, last time I checked, Dominic, those caskets don't have any pockets on them.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Elon Musk time comes, it doesn't matter how much money he has. And you would think, so, Dominic, after it's all said and done, we saw not just Elon Musk, but conservatives are the ones who opened the door for all of this chicanery.
They certainly have.
They opened the door. And then for them to turn around and say, well, Democrats do it too. Yeah, because you opened the door and you started doing it. You made it okay. What are the Democrats supposed to do, Dominic, not follow suit?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're supposed to fight fire with fire. And so that money, I don't know how you go back, Dominic. You keep hearing people say, well, we've got to undo it. How are you going to undo it, man?
Well, constitutional referendums. I mean, you know, legislatively, there's lots of things. Come on, man. We just passed a constitutional referendum to add voter ID to the Constitution. I mean, really? If that's important, we can do important things. And folks thought that was important. I think it's not, but here we are today. If people are motivated enough, we can do that. And the rights, man. You know, as you mentioned, with Rebecca Bradley and their decisions on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, certainly Citizens United, all these McCutcheon, all these other ones,
right,
that slowly, you know, broke down this thing. Man, 100 years ago, you couldn't do this. Hell, 20 years ago, you couldn't do this. So I just think, man, it is beyond the pale. And I think it's something that does literally unite the folks that otherwise maybe not agree on other policies or issues is the money in the politics. And I would say the needs. Yes, Elon Musk, he does have some needs. I would suggest birth control. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Brian from Milwaukee will get you in here this segment. Brian, welcome. What do you got for us?
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hey.
It was interesting. There was an article I read online about a guy who had millions of dollars. I don't remember what city it was. But he saw the homelessness that was going on in the city, and he built a community for the homeless with his own money, with about, I think he put 100 little houses, you know, that he built
mm-hmm.
in this community. And it was just one of the most interesting articles to read. And it has me thinking, you know, if the people that are in office right now, like, oh, Mr. T and Musk, with their billions of dollars, really care about helping people, then that money that they have that means nothing to them, they should be handing fist over, you know, to those of us who need it, if they really care about the American people, which obviously they don't.
Right. I mean, there is your answer, Brian. They don't. And they give it all away for a little bit more. And, you know, they have the right. And thanks for the call, Brian. They have the right to be greedy bastards. Okay. But we also have the right as citizens of this country to elect representatives who will encourage a tax code. You know, but that would maybe steer some of that, you know, direct some of that with our taxes. We had it before, we had high tax rates before. Sure, there were cutouts and deductions and things you could take in the past. But we can do that. We've done it in the past, we can do it again. When we just roll over, Earl, and just assume, well, they're billionaires, they're connected, and since they're billionaires, they must be smart enough, they know everything. No, hell no, man. Musk was wrong about Brad Schimmel. Certainly. And Musk is wrong about lots of things. I mean, he's put out there in his whole effort to dogeify the federal government. Some of the data he put out there as proof of their winnings and their efficiencies were wrong over and over. The guy says, well, we're going to make mistakes. Yes, we get that. They do make mistakes. But I think, Earl, it is up to us and to Brian's point. If those folks, and they have the ability to really help people, they don't want to do it, they don't have to. But we as a country, we as a citizen, we the people can make those determinations for them.
Well, you know, Dominic, the people united can never be defeated is factual, but it's not like we have people united.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah. Not.
How do you unite the people, man? Right. In the face of what we're looking at with Donald Trump and Elon Musk and people still supporting it, unite people.
Well, we will be united. We will be united in our misery. I guess that'll be the case. So come back with us early. Yep. Joining me, 855-752-4842. Your calls are next. Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. 30 minutes left to play the Break Into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. This hour's keyword, cozy. Cozy, COZY, cozy. Download the Civic Media app. Find your favorite radio station. Use the text button at the bottom to send the keyword cozy for your chance to win $100. $100 is your prize today. Good luck to us all. Matt Rothschild joining me today. Jess P.S. on the board as well. Before we move on to some of the callers here, Matt, I just want to finish the thought on Senator Ron Johnson. Now, Ron Johnson believes that somehow that Elon Musk, you know, was a net positive for the BS campaign. A little bit more from the reporting that the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Democrats following Crawford's win touted the result as an indictment of Trump and Musk. Some Republicans and political commentators, this one included, similarly suggested the double-digit result was a hint at Musk's unpopularity. Johnson, however, brushed off these comments. He noted Schimmel received, and this is interesting, 200,000 more votes than the conservative candidate in 2023's state Supreme Court race, but said the left was far more energized. In 2023, the conservative candidate lost by 11 points. Johnson said Tuesday's results, which saw Crawford win by more than 230,000 votes than Schimmel, was a result of, quote, Trump derangement syndrome, which he said, quote, now shifted to Elon Musk derangement. Their base is ginned up, Johnson said. They're over the top upset that Donald Trump won, and this is the kind of way they're lashing out and responding.
Well, I think he might be onto something there at the end, though I think Musk was a net negative. I mean, Musk got out the liberal and progressive base. I think there's no doubt about that. Musk's much less popular than Trump is. And so the flip side of that, you know, I live in a mixed political neighborhood where there were several Trump signs up, but only one Schimmel sign up, which is kind of curious to me and interesting in hindsight that, you know, some of the folks who just love Trump or living in Trump world, you know, they didn't care that much about Brad Schimmel. They didn't know who Brad Schimmel was. It wasn't that important to them. It was more important to get Trump in there. So I think some of those folks stayed home. Sure, Musk, $20 million, probably got some of the folks out, but it really got the people out in Madison and Milwaukee and other counties that flipped because, yes, people are disgusted with what Donald Trump is doing to this country and what Elon Musk is callously doing to all those federal employees and doing to our healthcare system. And what RFK Jr. is doing to our healthcare system. So, you know, the thing about Musk that really I think is telling, in a couple days before this election, he said in his grandiose way that the destiny of humanity was hinging on the result of the state Supreme Court race. And then what did he say yesterday? He said, there is value in losing a piece for positional gain. That's a chess metaphor. And clearly he just thought Wisconsin was a pawn in his game.
Ah, nice. Well, he did lose Wisconsin. And to your point, Matt, I think not only the actual, you know, what the Trump administration has been doing to unwind the federal government in ways that are I think are unconstitutional and not proper. That certainly has an effect on people. But I think there's a personal part to this too. When people see a guy like Elon Musk, the richest man in the world, come in and just start tossing money around Wisconsin. I mean, I've read articles and I've had personal conversations with folks that, I wasn't really going to vote, but you know, when I saw what Musk was doing, that made me go vote. I wanted to make sure people knew what my position was, that I didn't like that. And that was, there were no discussions about the, you know, what the Trump administration overall was doing. When I had my personal conversations with some of these folks, it was specifically about who does he think he is, essentially, and why is he doing that here? And if I have anything to say about it, I'm not going to let him get away with it. So
There is some of that good populist anger at, you know, Richie Rich coming to the state for the first time, putting on a silly cheese head and acting like he could buy the state. I think there was a lot of that going on. And there was also what Trump and Musk are doing to our democracy, just destroying our Constitution. And this gave us the first opportunity to say no to all that and say yes to democracy. So I think there was a lot of that going on.
And I just want to, again, reiterate what Republican Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin says, that if you voted for Crawford, if you did not toe the line and vote for BS, you have Trump derangement syndrome. Not that you got a problem with the way this administration is tackling the perceived issues in the federal government. No, not that. No, you have a problem. Not with the way that this administration is handling our national secrets or whatever the case is. You know, pick
due your process.
Grievance. Right, due process. Right there. Oh my God! I mean, we haven't even gotten there. All of those things. No, that's not the reason. According to Senator Ron Johnson, all those things are fine. You folks, you voters who didn't vote Republican, you have Trump derangement syndrome, which is now apparently metamorphosed into Elon Musk derangement. Over the top upset. Well, yeah, man, that's why they call them elections. And we have an opportunity to, you know, let our voices be heard again. That's not called lashing out and responding. It's called self-governance. It's called voting, sir. But it's not just the left he's ripping on. Once again, Johnson said he was very disappointed that more Wisconsin Republicans who voted for Trump last November did not turn out. Though he added, I don't know how much more effectively we could have communicated, noting the millions of dollars in advertisements, media, and grassroots organizing. They were obviously a far more motivated base. I can't say anything other than I'm highly disappointed in it.
I think they did an excellent job of getting their message out. They were very concise. They were very clear. Their message was that Brad Schimmel, BS, was going to be a support network for Donald Trump. Right. That was the message. It was made loud and clear. People received it and said, no, thank you.
No, are you sure that wasn't Trump derangement syndrome?
Positive.
It must be.
And that Trump derangement syndrome, I mean, how lazy an attack response is that? I mean, anytime anyone criticizes Trump right now, you're just going to throw that old label at you?
Yes.
Like there's no merit in the criticism that's coming at you?
Because otherwise you'd have to address what's actually being criticized. You'd have to address what your folks and your team is doing that people actually take umbrage with. If you had to actually talk about it, you couldn't just say dumbass things like that and then move along. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let's move along to some of our very patient callers. We appreciate that. Tom from Madison. Happy days, Tom. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Hey, what a celebration, guys. I felt like a little kid being high on America last night, you know. for all the things we want our politicians to say and they don't say, Cory Booker said it all last night. It was absolutely amazing. And then I went to my favorite political bar, and then I went to the Crawford party, and I walked in, saw some people I knew, and I was fully expecting to be sitting there dutifully drinking a cocktail or two and waiting for those returns to come in till midnight. And right. The person I was talking to turned to me and said, no, it's over. We won. What?
You missed the whole show, Tom.
I got there 10 minutes before Susan Crawford made her speech. And I'll tell you, it's one of the happiest days we've had in a long time in Wisconsin.
Yeah, for real. Thanks for sharing, Tom. Appreciate it. That's why I always make sure you get to the opening band on time, man. You never know what's going to happen. 855-724-8242.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The euphoria that you hear in Tom's voice and the euphoria that we heard at the Crawford victory, you know, I think we're all feeling it. I'm certainly feeling it.
Yeah.
And my friends and family members are feeling it, too. It's just, you know, it's tremendous. It reminds me of the, you know, the victory that Tammy Baldwin had when she was first elected to the House. It's great to celebrate these victories. We got to celebrate these victories.
And what's the takeaway? What's the read in your opinion, Matt? I mean, was it the money? Was it the, you know, the Doge and was it Trump and the tariffs? I mean, what's your takeaway from this election victory?
I think the money was a wash on both sides. Both sides raised a ton.
Yeah.
It was disgusting how much one person, you know, the $20 million or $25 million from one guy, more than 10 times what anyone on the Democratic side chipped in. And they shouldn't be able to chip in $1 million or $2 million for that matter. I'm against all of that. We got to change our campaign finance system. No, I think it was a referendum on Musk, a referendum on Trump, and that the progressive and Democratic base understood what was at stake here. The Wisconsin Supreme Court, as far as reproductive rights, labor rights, education, other big issues, fair maps. But also, most of all, it was defiance against Trump. We hate the direction you're taking this country. It's a disgrace. And defiance against Elon Musk. You can't waltz in here and buy a state Supreme Court justice.
And I think we have to give a little credit, if that's what we're calling it, to BS, man. He was a terrible candidate. He was a terrible AG. He was a Walker shill. We all knew this. He lied about Milwaukee voting. He lied about the rape kits. He's just he's all about the money and transactional politics, and that's what he did. He supported, you know, the corporations when he was AG. He supported all the things Walker did. It was, I think you got to put at least some of it. You got to put some of it. I'm not going to say, and I would agree, certainly it's a referendum on Musk and all that, but if they had a different candidate, you know what I mean? Maybe it would have been tighter, because I think BS is really that bad of a candidate. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Trevor from Dane County, you are up. Dane County showing up last night. What do you got for us, Trevor?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, so I'm sticking up for my cousin who works for the BLM. That's the Bureau of Land Management. He built himself a beautiful career out in Idaho. And these people want to take that away from him. And that like crushes my soul, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't want that to happen to him, because, you know, you work your tail off to do something productive and help people. And then you get it ripped out from underneath you by some people that do some really unethical things. I don't want anything to do with them, you know? So last night was a big victory for me. Big victory for my family. So it was big.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for sharing, Tom. I'm sorry to hear about, you know, your family members. And yeah, it's tough. And I think as we look at these cuts that are being put upon us, and again, this isn't coming from Congress who are passing laws. This is just coming willy-nilly from, you know, the richest man in the world with the backing of the oldest president we've ever had, who I think is slowly losing his mind. But what are the reasons, Matt? And I think we have to constantly remind everybody, tell them once, tell them twice, tell them again. What are the reasons that we are going through these machinations for Doge and family members losing their jobs and friends losing their jobs or you know, perhaps social security and safety net checks, you know, being delayed, those kinds of things, is because this administration is trying to carve out $4.5 trillion to give tax breaks to millionaires and billionaires. That's why. That's why this is happening. Never, ever forget that. And if we recognize that, we'll also recognize in the same instance that we, the people, we, through our elected representatives, can change all of that. Man, we can change all of that. If people showed up like this every time, and what do we got, like a 50% turnout predicted from yesterday on an off-year state of Wisconsin state Supreme Court election. I mean, that's pretty high. Still only 50%. You know what I mean? So if we could engage through that and we could make these things happen, we could limit the money in politics if we get enough people to say, hey, let's limit the money in politics. We can do that. We can do that. We can change the Constitution. Hell, they changed the Constitution, put a photo ID on to go vote now. We had to put that in the Constitution. Well, kind of pointless in my mind, but just it goes to show you, we can change the Constitution. We, the people, can do that if we're motivated enough, if we work hard enough at it, if we figure out, we get our team together, figure out what we want, how we want it, when we want it done, we can do that, man. But, Matt, it takes effort and engagement to do so. I think that was proven last night.
Yeah, the engagement was terrific. There are a lot of good people working in Wisconsin on this campaign finance reform issue. And I think if the Democrats get hold of the state legislature and we still have a Democratic governor, we'll get some real campaign finance reform here.
And that's good for everybody. Everybody. Republicans, Democrats, independents. Come on, man. Let's get the money out. And then we can debate whether who's got the better ideas and the better candidates. Right, Robin Voss? Come back with us. 855-752-4842. Taking a victory lap. For Judge Susan Crawford, taking your calls next.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hello! Goodbye to yesterday. We've been waiting for this moment, and we still don't know what to say. We may never find the answers or know the reason why. Why we both decided we should say goodbye.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. 855-752-4842. We'll get your questions, your comments, but you got to start out by telling us something good. I got Matt Rothschild here. We got Jess P.S. on the board. Uncle Tony texting, something good from what I heard. Cory Booker broke Strom Thurmond's record for length of speech on the Senate floor.
Sure did.
To have a black man beat an old racist like Thurmond and for a much better cause was something very good. Uncle Tony, you're absolutely right. Strom Thurmond rose to what? Against the Civil Rights Act.
Right.
We want to discriminate. We don't want those kids in our pools. I mean, wow, dude, you really, you got to be passionate to speak for 24, 25 hours. And I think Booker's motivation was much better than Thurmond, certainly. Let's hear the concluding statement from Senator Cory Booker right now, please, Jess.
The power of the people is greater than the people in power. It is time to heed the words of the man I began this whole thing with, John Lewis. I beg folks to take his example of his early days where he made himself determined to show his love for his country at a time the country didn't love him, to love this country so much, to be such a patriot that he endured beatings savagely on the Edmund Pettus Bridge, at lunch counters, on freedom rides. He said he had to do something. He would not normalize a moment like this. He would not just go along with business as usual. He wouldn't know how to solve it. But there's one thing that he would do that I hope we all can do that I think I did a little bit of tonight. He said for us to go out and cause some good trouble, necessary trouble, to redeem the soul of our nation. I want you to redeem the dream. Let's be bold in America, not to mean and degrade Americans, not divide us against each other. Let's be bolder in America with a vision that inspires, with hope, that starts with the people of the United States of America. That's how this country started. We, the people. Let's get back to the ideals that others are threatening. Let's get back to our founding documents, that those imperfect geniuses had some very special words at the end of the Declaration of Independence. It was one of the greatest in all of humanity, declarations of interdependence. When our founder said we must mutually pledge to each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. We need that now from all Americans. This is a moral moment. It's not left or right, it's right or wrong. Let's get in good trouble. My friend, Madam President, I yield the floor.
Senator Cory Booker, the first and last statements, certainly appreciate. Thank you, Jess, for playing that for us today. Matt, by my understanding, we got some, as we wrap up, something good, some poetry. I know you love the poetry, man. What do we got?
I do. So this is a poem by a poet I like, Naomi Shihab Nye. She's a leading Palestinian-American poet. And this is a poem I hadn't read before. I was looking for a poem about friendship because I love you two guys. And it's a beautiful poem about the stranger, welcoming the stranger, and a poem about friendship.
Red brocade. The Arabs used to say, when a stranger appears at your door, feed him for 3 days before asking who he is, where he's come from, where he's headed. That way, he'll have strength enough to answer. Or by then, you'll be such good friends, you don't care. Let's go back to that. Rice, pine nuts. Here, take the red brocade pillow. My child will serve water to your horse. No, I was not busy when you came. I was not preparing to be busy. That's the armor everyone put on to pretend they had a purpose in the world. I refuse to be claimed. Your plate is waiting. We will snip fresh mint into your tea.
Lovely, man. That's great.
And we see up nigh the red brocade. So if you like a poet, my recommendation is just go buy a book by that poet. And just enjoy their whole range of emotions in art. She's terrific. I'm glad I stumbled upon that yesterday and shared it with you today.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. Likewise. Love you too, man. Great sentiment. After just feed them and hang out. Next thing you know, it won't matter. You know what I'm saying? That is a great sentiment. Thank you, Matt. Don from the MKE, tell us something good, buddy.
Well, Civic Media, something good. And I got a quick comment. On that election, I think people are getting sick and tired of Trump's name calling. I believe he called Susan Crawford a lunatic. There's no need for that. Anyhow, that's my comment for today.
Mm-hmm. Right on, Don. Appreciate it. Well, something good, aren't we? Civic Media's good. We appreciate that. Thank you, Don. My something good. I got a haircut today, man. Am I looking younger? No.
You look lovely.
Anything, Jez?
I promise to only lie to you about the time.
You totally lied to me about the time. I don't know if I believe the time right now. Folks, thank you so much for listening to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you, Matt Rothschild. Sincerely, man. Love you. Thank you for everything you do. I look forward to coming to Madison and getting some of that Thai food sometime real soon. Jess P.S. working the board, working hard, cutting up that sound, even stuff that I know you don't want to play, but you did it for me anyway. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. And thank you to our fair audience for playing along, listening. We will be back on the radio tomorrow. Earl Ingram going to join me tomorrow. Now, stick around. Keep it locked. Pete Schwab of the Nightlight is coming up next. See you on the radio tomorrow. Have a good night.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.